kind of people that are attracted to the seminar are deal junkies, and they maybe have, you know, a pipeline for deals, but they don't yet have a pipeline for money.
Right.
So how do you get started?
Well, really, when I talk to people about raising capital, the first objection I get from them is, well, I'm uncomfortable asking for money. And I say, great, then don't ask for money. Don't do it.
Right.
So what I do is I give people the opportunity to collaborate on a project, which is a completely different posture.
Right.
And the way that I think about raising capital, it's a little bit like a pair of shoes. If you go to the shoe store and you find a pair of shoes that you like, they're beautiful, they may be on sale, but if they don't fit, it actually doesn't matter how cheap they are or how lovely they are.
Right.
So the key to raising capital is to figure out what is the fit between the project that you're trying to do and the goals for the money. Those two have to align together. If they don't align, you're not going to be successful raising the capital. And I really broke it down into five different elements that you have to meet. And if you hit every single one of those elements, then raising capital is actually remarkably easy. But when it gets difficult is when you have one or more of those elements that are missing.
Well, we'll talk about some of those before we're done.
Sure.
But it's a great analogy, right? No matter how great the shoe looks, no matter how cheap it is to buy, if it doesn't fit, I'm not a buyer.
Exactly.
And that doesn't upset anybody.
It doesn't upset anybody. And yet when we start talking about money, people get very uncomfortable with it. And it's because it's our mindset. We have a lot of emotional baggage around money. And money is just fuel. That's all it is. You know, whatever beliefs you have around money, the more money you have, you'll simply do more of that.